Let us pray. Raise the gates of our hearts, O God. Break down the stubborn doors of our spirits, and come and reign among us. Amen. On this Palm Sunday, we stand with those who stood at the gates of Jerusalem, and we make with Jesus a joyful entrance into Holy Week. What does Luke tell us in his account of that important day? I want to draw out 3 points from the Bible text. Firstly, we see Jesus welcomed with palm branches held high and cloaks laid low. Jesus is welcomed. Luke describes how the multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen. Shouts of praise and honor fill the air. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And earlier in his gospel, Luke has recorded those deeds of power performed by Jesus and witnessed by Jesus and the disciples. The storm calmed, the sick healed, the dead raised. And now, with thanksgiving on their lips, they remembered these things as they welcomed Jesus on Palm Sunday. So today is a day for setting aside time to praise Jesus for who he is. For surely in his ministry, there were some who followed Jesus only for what they could get from him. Whether it was bread to satisfy their hunger, or signs and wonders to satisfy their curiosity. Yes, many followed the crowd without following the Master. But on this day, Jesus was to be praised for who he is. He is King with a capital K. Coming in triumph with a small t, riding humbly on a donkey, the servant king. The crowd welcomed Jesus. And perhaps their welcome of Jesus, especially the children, echoed the welcome that they themselves had received from him. Christ had welcomed them just as they were, some of them outcasts, some of them despised. Welcomed by Jesus, and now they welcome him as king. And that's important. Today, as we celebrate the truth of welcoming Jesus, we need to know that Jesus welcomes each one of us today. He welcomes you. He wants to be with you. He knows you. He loves you just as you are. Whatever your past, whatever your present circumstances, he loves you. He meets you on the road today. I'm reminded of the story told by the missionary Patricia St. John. One day, a minister met someone who was very troubled. And this person had so many, many sad things happen in their life. They did not know what to do or where to turn. And the minister said to them gently, "Today I will teach you a prayer. You must pray it every day for a week. And then I will meet with you again." And the person replied, "Well, I'm not really very good at remembering prayers. It must be very short." "It is short," the minister said. "It's only 5 words, one for each finger, so that you don't forget it. This is the prayer you must pray. O Lord, show me myself. O Lord, show me myself." Well, they went their separate ways, and a week later they came back together again, and the minister said, "Did you pray that prayer?" And tears welled up in that person as they replied, "Every day I have prayed that 5-finger prayer. O Lord, show me myself." And every day it gets worse and worse as I am reminded of my state, of my sadness, my sorrow, my difficulty. My heart gets heavier and heavier. And the minister replied, "I'll tell you what to do. I don't want you to pray that prayer any longer. I'm going to teach you another prayer. And it's just like the other one. It's only 5 words long so that you will remember it. This is the prayer you must pray. O Lord, show me yourself. O Lord, show me yourself." "How long should I pray that prayer?" they asked the minister. And the minister replied, "You can say that prayer every day of your life. Every day of your life." Well, many years passed, and the minister happened to meet that person again. And the transformation was incredible. They were smiling. The burdens had been lifted. What a change. And they said, "Yes, the Lord has shown me himself. He has shown me his love, his perfect love, and his mercy. He has shown me his wounded hands of love, to know that I share in the fellowship of his sufferings. I'm learning to love him more and more. He has shown me the hope that I have in him. And I'm going to go on praying that prayer until I see him face to face." You know, I hope in this season of Lent, in the weeks that have passed since Ash Wednesday, that you have had the opportunity to pray that first prayer, "O Lord, show me myself." A time for self-examination, a time for repentance, a time for telling God how it is. And I hope that in this Holy Week, most of all, you will take time to pray that second prayer, "O Lord, show me yourself." That you will see Jesus. That you will discover the truth of his love. To be changed by it. So firstly, Luke shows that Jesus was welcomed. And secondly, Luke shows Jesus being warned. It's all the W's this morning. Jesus is warned. You see, not everybody in the crowd welcomed Jesus that day. Luke records how some of the Pharisees, the religious leaders, warned Jesus with the words, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." You see, some on that day, like the Pharisees, would rather leave the palm branches on the trees and their cloaks on their backs. They would rather the temple tables were left unturned. They wanted an end to the chanting and the slogans and the singing. And recognizing the authority a rabbi held over his followers, they urged Jesus to take control of the situation, to stop the procession in its tracks, to silence the crowds, to stop this enactment of ancient prophecy. But Jesus replied, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would shout out." And we remember in those days, the word stones was used by the Pharisees as a derogatory term for the non-believers. If my disciples are quiet and silenced, then even these stones, these non-believers, these children, they will cry out. But those Pharisees with the heart of stone would not yield. And that was a dangerous place to be. Because those who would warn and threaten Christ find that they themselves find a warning. Their positions are threatened that day. Palm Sunday has a warning for everyone, especially those who refuse. It is the warning, put aside your doubts. Put aside your pride. Put aside your self-will. And open the doors, overcome the barriers, and welcome Jesus into your lives. The events of Holy Week have changed the course of history and have changed the course of our destiny and eternity. Palm Sunday warns us and warns all. Let the heart of stone be softened. Let those who contest with Christ submit to his lordship. He claims his rightful place as king today, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of the nations. How we need to hear that today. So Jesus is welcomed, Jesus is warned and gives a warning. And then lastly, Luke tells us how Jesus wept. As Jesus came near the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace, he wept over it. The shouting and the celebration fades away. The close-up press of the crowd pans out to a distant view of the city. To those who have missed the moment, missed the Messiah, missed out on the things that would make for peace. On Palm Sunday, on the edge of the city, Jesus wept. Here we see his heart of love. Joy and sorrow are never far from each other. And in this Holy Week, we will watch as he weeps again and again in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he walks the way of sorrows, the way of the cross, out through the city gates to the cross at Calvary. Yes, Holy Week is a week of tears. And perhaps you are familiar with that. Perhaps you have had a week of tears. Perhaps as you come to church this morning, you feel a burden in your heart. It may be a sadness that moves you to tears. Tears that flow in secret times and in secret places. Maybe with Christ you weep for others. Perhaps those who have missed a moment. Perhaps you weep for what might have been, or weep in longing for peace. Well, friends, today we can know that Jesus Christ weeps with us for our hurting world, and he dries our tears. He is the able Savior. And this is good news. You don't need to carry the world on your shoulders. Good Friday will show us that Jesus has already done that on the cross. He carries your burden there. The German theologian Jürgen Moltmann stated how God weeps with us that one day we may laugh with him. Will you choose today to give your burden to Christ as you receive bread and wine, to know his living presence, to lay that burden at the foot of the cross and be strengthened? Have confidence in God's ultimate victory. Even if it isn't today, you're on the winning side. And there will be that ultimate victory for you. May you have the same joyful confidence of the one who wrote, "He leads me on through smiles and tears. Grief follows gladness still, but let me welcome both alike, since both work out his will." So I pray that this Palm Sunday and throughout this Easter, Jesus may make a humble entrance into our lives again. Let us welcome him as we have been welcomed. Let us read the warning signs, and let us see his tears and feel his pain. May God give each one of us boldness of faith to share his love with those we meet this week in word and in action. If Jesus chose that donkey to carry him and his message with the word, "The Master needs it," surely he can use you and me this week to carry his message. The Master needs you. The Master needs you. So let us follow. And with thanksgiving, let us marvel at his suffering love, to the glory of his name, the name above all names, Jesus Christ, our Saviour and friend. Amen.